was recorded on the 22nd of January 1960. Medium Leslie Flint, sitters the Milespit Group and Margaret.
An open mind, an open heart, One must indeed, in one's own life in every sense, have the open mind and the open heart. One must give out love and make every effort to serve mankind. It is not sufficient just to cast out the world for a brief hour, forgetting it, and hope in consequence that you will become a medium of some consequence in return. I do not want you to misunderstand my reasons for speaking in this way. I'm not speaking of any particular medium, either professional or otherwise. I'm merely stating facts. You, as a body of people, are sitting together with sincerity of purpose and good intent to link up the realm of spirit. It is a tremendous thing, a wonderful thing. And I know that you are blessed, and I know that many souls on this side are endeavoring to work with you and through you. And I have no doubt in my own mind that you will succeed. But of course, it will take time. It will mean sacrifices on your part. And some of the sacrifices we know you've already made. Your material lives are not perhaps very successful as the world sees success. But what is important, very much more important to us and to you, is your personal lives, your spiritual activities, your spiritual realizations and ambitions. That is what is important. Not whether you are out of success financially, materially. These things must be to you important. And we understand that what is much more vital is what you are really like as people. How you react not only one to another, because it is natural that you should react one to another in love and in harmony, because you are closely linked in friendship and in love, but how you react to others in your daily life. People perhaps whom normally you're not even attracted to, perhaps people who, because of their very dissimilarity of character and temperament and personality, irritate you and you feel frustrated and you feel there's no harmony there. It is for you to endeavor to overcome yourself sometimes and to make every effort to do good. And doing good in your world is not always easy. In fact, of times when you feel you are doing good, you find to your dismay that after a time you have not done as you thought good, but sometimes even unconsciously bad. Perhaps for the very person you most wanted to help. Life is very complex and very difficult. But what I want you to know is this, that if you give out love, and in love endeavor to serve, and in service grow mentally and spiritually closer to us, there are no limits to the development of your powers as instruments of higher purpose and higher service. We have watched over you. We have interested ourselves in you in many ways. And we know each one of you better than you know yourselves. And I know this, that with perseverance and the high endeavors which you have, we shall succeed. Together we shall achieve the work of the Spirit and its development, and you will be blessed. Strive for that which is good. Strive for that which will make you free. That will give you that realization that nothing can take from you. A realization that God is. That God is love. That you are part of His plan. And that you are one in spirit and in truth. And that indeed, you have been blessed, for you shall not want. You shall be guided aright, and you shall be lifted up from the darkness into the light. Many are they who come, unknown to you from spirit, with great love in their hearts. will rejoice in the realization that you are making the effort to become one with us and to serve God and His children. There is nothing for you to fear, for all is well, for you are under the protective wing of the Divine, and He shall shield you and protect you, and your path shall be made straight, and your heart shall lift high, and you shall rejoice, and you shall see in some part the beauties and the joys of the kingdom of God while yet on earth. These things in themselves are far more to be desired than the things of the earth that shall surely pass away, which though they may be yours for a brief span of time, need not necessarily bring you joy or satisfaction, and certainly cannot stay with you. For the things that are of spirit are yours forever. Build up in your spiritual selves the treasures that are everlasting, and they shall bring you freedom, and they shall bring you peace. We are a band of brothers together, and we rejoice in our knowledge and our experience, and in our freedom, and in our love together and oneness with the Divine Parent. My children, tonight we are blessed, for the conditions prevailing are excellent. The atmosphere created has been tremendous, and I feel sure that it will give you great cause for rejoicing. And that which we say, you will be able to play over to your friends, many perhaps whom yet you know not, but who will become your friends, and who will be sent to you because they are in need. And that which we say, they shall listen to, and they shall be comforted. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. And so it is, as we see in your world the sadness, the strife, the upheaval in men's lives and minds, we realize the need for truth. We realize the great need for comfort in the darkness of your world. You live in a world where man is impatient, intolerant, where he thinks not of the things of spirit but only of the things of flesh, in which he has created havoc where there should have been peace. There is much in your world that causes unhappiness, which man himself has created in his ignorance and foolishness, and we would show you the path out of this darkness into a light. To all who listen to the voice of spirit, I say, be not afraid, be of good heart. Know that God is, and He is love, and there is no death, only that which seems so. That we have come, that you might see with a clarity the vision of the reality of life. For those who once were with you, and are now in the realm of spirit, are still with you, in thought, in mind, in harmony and in love. There is no dividing line, if only you will help it to be pierced. They shall see with the eyes of spirit, and they shall hear with the ears of spirit, and they shall be blessed. Death does not exist where love is, and truth, as we shall deliver it and give it to you, shall make you free. The way in which we work with you shall be a revelation, and the ensuing months shall bring you joy, and you shall be developed and used as instruments of a higher intelligence, and you shall indeed serve as we so long desire, in the way which we know can best be done to the glory of God and to the benefit of His children. one of you, I will leave you with that blessing and the sure realization that all is well with you, and the path of spiritual progression has indeed begun. Peace be with you.
Thank you, Bhagavati.
Down in the valley with my Savior I would go. Do you know that?
No,
it's a nice hymn.
They all are, aren't they, really? We don't know what to
sing it to me.
I never remember the words, Monty.
You don't get it.
Always forget them. Oh, how are you?
How are you, Mick?
I'm all right.
Are you?
I didn't get a chance to come, are you?
Yeah.
How are you, Jody?
All right, thank you, Monty.
Good. And Monty?
Oh, very well.
Montmorency?
Very well.
Montague? Is his name really Monty?
Yes, we had Harry before, if you remember. You got to call him Bill, weren't you?
Oh, no. Monty's unusual.
Montague Stanley's more unusual.
Pardon?
I said Montague Stanley's more unusual. You know, I don't think it's a Jewish name, isn't it?
What?
Montague.
Is it a Jewish name?
I mean,
are
I'm mistaken from my name.
In poor case you are.
I was.
You did well in the play, didn't you?
Well, I think we did all right. It wasn't too bad.
And you're good at reading poetry, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
She's not a bad critic either, is she, Nicky? Because if she said her own play is not too bad, it can't be too bad, can it?
Well, funny in that. Well, how are you getting on, Georgie Boy?
Oh, I'm bearing up.
Bearing up?
Mm. Nothing's wrong with me, Nick. Nothing ever will be, I don't think.
Nothing's wrong with you?
No, I don't think so. No, I can find a laugh, but as long as I can laugh and get a smoke, that's all I ever want.
A laugh and a smoke.
Yeah.
Is there anything wrong with it? No, of course not. Not physically.
Mentally there is, isn't there?
I don't say it, but you get it.
No, I don't mind that, Mickey. I get a certain amount of honey doing that.
In poor
case.
Do
you come to our sitting today?
Well, it's okay, isn't it? I do. Keep an eye on you. Mm-hmm. Although, believe me, I ain't necessary there. You've got your own gang.
Yes, I see. Imagine you have me.
Oh, you, Mick.
I beg your
pardon? Who are you?
How am I?
Who are you?
Who am I?
Yeah.
Mickey.
Yeah.
Why? Why are you so anxious to probe beneath the surface?
Well.
Leonard?
Yes.
What might I answer to him?
All right. Just tell him to be patient.
He thinks that I hide behind the bushel.
Oh, I know that.
You don't hide your light. I didn't say that.
But you think I sort of a him now, not me.
No, Mick, Monty always seems to get a clangor of some description, doesn't he?
Pardon?
I say Monty always seems to get a clangor of some description.
No, not really. He means well. I know exactly what he's driving at.
Oh, you know what he's driving at?
I ain't satisfying his curiosity.
Oh, that's fair enough.
How
long
have you satisfied
mine, Missy? Well, a woman's curiosity never satisfies. You might satisfy a man, but a woman never. Yeah. What do you want?
Oh dear. Did they get through to us on Monday?
Of course they got through to us on Monday. Why are you asking a silly question like that?
Well, we must have confirmation. After all, three of us heard it, but Monty didn't.
Yes.
I say heard. Do you know that's the wrong word, really? It wasn't heard as I'm hearing you now.
Preordinately.
It was above the ear. You know, it sounds so silly to say that. Right above the ear. And it seemed as though it came in terrifically quickly. My mother saw it, I thought. And then I thought I heard another word.
They're letting the subconscious play with them, mate, aren't they?
Well, what's the subconscious?
Yes, you're right.
And what is imagination?
We won't delve into that.
Thank you very much. another
part. How do you differentiate between that which is real and that which is imaginary?
Well, I wasn't talking like that, Mick. We are talking of purely a physical speech.
I know what you mean, love, but it's there just the same.
Oh, yes. But I know what I've had the voice speak to me, but it's been quite clear to me, but whether anybody else has heard it was another thing.
Well, I thought it was my mother's voice, as I say, and it came from near to German, and George thought it was a lady's voice.
Actually, what you want is confirmation as to whether it was.
That's right.
Well, I've no doubt it was your mum.
Yes. Just my name, twice. I got up, and then I heard someone say, hello, can you not hear me? Without anything imagination.
It is an imagination.
It isn't? Oh, it is.
It is not imagination.
Ah, thank you.
There are times when it is very puzzling, when you are uncertain.
Yes.
When you're not quite sure.
Uh-huh.
But invariably, it is correct.
All right. I don't make allowances for imagination.
One may make allowances for wishful thinking.
Yes.
But there is truth. That is reality.
Yes.
And in the group, you can depend that we shall do everything in our power to give to you a manifestation of spirit in whatever form or way it may take according to the conditions of the power that is prevalent. There are occasions when perhaps there is confusion or difficulty, when perhaps the channel is not so clear, and then of course it is a little difficult. But generally speaking, when the conditions are good, you will receive the manifestation of the spirit in its various forms. Of course, you know we are endeavoring to build up so that we can speak to you.
Yes.
That is our main ambition. But in the meantime, we shall do other things too, to try to give you some experience to make you realize our presence in a tangible form as far as we can.
Yes.
We are contained to the circle. The circle to us is sufficient. We do not expect tremendous things yet, but the power is there, and we are experimenting each time. And eventually we shall be able to speak to you. It's bound to come eventually. It will be a success, but you must be patient.
What?
If sometimes we seem to fail you, it is not always our fault any more than it is your fault. Sometimes the conditions are not good. That is not anyone's fault in particular. Sometimes it is purely an atmospheric thing.
Yes. And the music is all right?
The music is very nice. I like it very much.
Thought you'd be in your bed.
What do you think of the dance sequence? Did you...
when you rapped on the side?
Yeah.
I did that to attract attention.
Yes.
Show a little appreciation.
Oh, bless you.
Well, it's a Loma, isn't it?
Yes.
It would be very nice if we had different neighbours.
Yes.
Yes, it would. Of course, that is rather a difficult thing.
But that is something which may yet be sought.
Yes, you could really do with that. Although I said it's very quiet last time, but you're sort of always on tenterhooks, aren't you? You know.
Yes, after all, if we succeed, against difficulty, as we shall,
yes,
it
is the greatest success.
Yes.
We are very pleased and wanting.
Okay.
Why?
Oh, I cannot go into all the details, but we feel that we have become more in rapport, we are more in tune. There is a greater peace, greater harmony, and there's a greater development taking place there. I think you are much more patient than you were, which helps us tremendously.
For me?
It's you.
Very naughty.
Why is it not in a laugh? I like you to laugh. But I am very sincere in this. I think that Monty is much more patient than he was.
Well, I'm not...
I do not judge Monty by what he says. I judge Monty by what he is underneath.
Oh, yes.
Sometimes he says things for argument's sake.
Yes.
You see what your reactions
That's
are.
That's right.
You're revealing Monty to himself now.
No,
Monty
you're not.
Has as much faith, if not more, than most. But he's over anxious. He's anxious for proof, he's anxious for evidence, he's anxious for development, he's anxious for the success in the circle. He's over anxious, perhaps. But in his heart, he has great faith, he has great belief. And I know that his patience and yours will eventually be rewarded.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's about time you gave him a pat on the back.
Yeah. Yes, all I get is a kick.
Actually, he is a very sincere person.
You'll have me blushing in a moment. It's a remarkable thing how people hide their real selves.
You do not do so successfully, do you think?
No, I mean, I'm speaking generally then.
Well, we will speak generally if you wish, but very few people, unless they are very subtle and very clever, really deceive people that know them well. And I know each one of you very well. I know your secret hearts. I know your reasons, your motives, your desires. And I know that fundamentally it is good, and that is all that matters. You would not be human if you were not sometimes foolish. Then again, that is to be expected. For who is perfect? Even when you come to, you are far from being perfect. And we too have a sense of humor, even in our world. It's very important. And I think without a sense of humor, you could not even go through your life.
Okay.
Sometimes you see in each other things that amuse you, even if sometimes they exasperate you. But at the same time, you can see it and you can laugh at it, which is a good sign.
A laughter is a wonderful thing.
I'm very happy about you all, very happy about the circle, and I'm very happy about the progress it is making. And I feel sure that you have overcome the worst, and you are now more set, more determined, more surely on the path of progression. And that is what matters. The worst is behind you, the best is yet to come. Let us go.
Thank you. My love to myself.
My blessing and my love from all of us here.
Yes.
And I am very pleased about many things. But I cannot go into the details.
No. My love to you all.
My love to you.
Bless you.
Bless you all.
Goodbye. Let me let you.
Goodbye. God bless you.
There's a mutual admiration society tonight, wasn't it?
Yes,
mutual admiration.
And me blushing.
Well, I think it's about time I gave you a bit of praise, Mike.